You're listening to a Squabble Box podcast.
Hey, welcome to the Attack of the B-Movies podcast. This time we're doing it smooth jazz style. No. Late night smooth jazz. You're on the midnight shift. I'm Johnny. I'm my good friend James. Today's our big epic Christmas episode. And tonight it's our Christmas special. We're reviewing a Christmas movie. There are plenty of Christmas movies that are horror movies out there. There are plenty of movies that people are like, oh, it's the best Christmas movie ever. And really, it takes place during Christmas, right? Like Die Hard. And I know I'm not trying to start shit. I mean, Die Hard's a great movie. And it does take place during Christmas. So technically, it qualifies as a Christmas movie. But to say it's the best Christmas movie ever because it's an action movie and Hans Gruber falls to his death, I don't know. Best Christmas action movie ever? Hands down.
Yep.
Now, for me, best Christmas movie ever would be Christmas Vacation with Chevy Chase.
I like Christmas Evil, but in terms of non-horror, I don't know what I would go for.
For me, non-horror is like, well, to me, like the best comedy Christmas film is Christmas Vacation, which now is 30 years old, and it is such an exaggerated form. It's so legitimately how family is, but exaggerated.
Mm-hmm.
But I can watch it over and over. A Christmas Story is another great one. You know, there's been a lot of Krampus films the last 5 years, 6 years. And this movie involves Krampus as well.
Yeah, I've seen this one and I've seen Krampus, but I haven't seen any of the other Krampus ones. So.
There's a lot of them, and this one is called Sleigh Bells.
Yeah.
And now the problem is that Sleigh Bells there's a lot of strangeness surrounding the production of this movie. It was finished filming in like 2012 or 14.
Yeah, because I watched the making of and day one, I think, was like 2012, 2013.
Yeah.
When they started filming, yeah.
It stars Barry Bostwick, who's actually very good in it.
Yeah.
Christina Kleeb, who I think she played the character how it needed to be played. Susan Slaughter and one Hannah Wagner, a.k.a. Hannah Minks.
Mm-hmm.
Hannah Minks is interesting because she was one of the first YouTubers I actually ever really watched. Me and my wife used to watch her even.
Okay.
And Hannah Minks she was born in Kentucky. She went to school in Japan and she did these JWoww videos, Japanese Word of the Week. And she'd be on there and she had these like, this is going to sound stupid, but she had these huge like eye, like her eyes just looked huge and like anime styled. She also was really huge and well endowed at the same time. Mm-hmm. Showed off a good amount of cleavage. But she seemed like a genuinely sweet, nice person. And and we know people that had been in Japan before and lived there for a bit. And they're like, she's pronouncing everything properly. Like she was very good at what she did. And she seemed pretty cool. And again, she was like, it was like a real life anime like character.
Mm-hmm.
And then she disappeared in basically, when this movie wrapped, 2016, I think, is when they finished filming, she disappeared. She stopped going on YouTube.
Right.
I'll get into it a little bit more later of what I've kind of found out, which probably is what really happened. I mean, there's a lot of conspiracies about it, but sometimes the easiest solution is the right one, you know?
Mm-hmm.
She disappeared after the movie. She was at one of the, I think she was at, maybe it was Susan Slaughter's house. She was at one of their houses for a New Year's Eve party, and then no one's heard from her. But we'll get more into that later. And also the fact that it took this long for this movie to come out. And the worst part about that is this movie has Krampus in it and Santa Claus.
Yeah.
And Barry Bostwick plays Santa Claus. And honestly, there's been some good and interesting choices for Santa Claus, right? Like
Goldberg played one.
Kurt Russell. Last year on Netflix.
Okay.
And it was more of a family comedy kind of movie, but he did a good job, you know. But Bostwick does a fantastic job. Like, he's not phoning in it. But too bad this movie was hung up in production hell till 2018 because It would have been, I think, the first Krampus movie to market.
I see what you're saying.
And I think it would have really helped the movie to some extent. But anyways, we'll get more into it. It was released eventually in 2018. It's not long. It's an hour 17 minutes long. And the plot's basically three YouTubers, three vloggers.
Yep.
Want to explore. They're you know, it's funny. It combines elements I love, Hannah Minks and the other two girls. And Santa Claus, or aka Christmas, let's go with that, because if I say I love Santa Claus, that's just creepy. And urban exploration, because that's what they do. They go to what was like in Illinois, we have a place called Santa's Village, and I'm sure most states have some kind of amusement park like this, but it was basically a Christmas amusement park that was closed down and defunct. Mm-hmm. So they go there to celebrate Christmas, kind of. And that's where they end up having their adventure. And they're called the Adventure Girls, I want to say.
Yeah, Adventure Girls.
Yeah. And so, James, why don't you go ahead and start it off? You picked it.
Well, we have, as I was saying, we have the three girls. They're setting out on their adventure. They're in their van, right? Which is very reminded me of the Scooby-Doo van.
Yeah, it kind of did. You're three attractive chicks. All of them have a different color outfit.
Yeah,
and it's very similar to the Powerpuff Girls.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a van. Nothing there sounds bad.
Right. So, you know, they go to this bar. I think, yeah, they do end up going to a bar because they're, you know, looking for something.
Yeah, they're doing shots.
Yeah, yeah. And there's not many people there. There's a bartender. I don't know if I should say who she is at this time. I guess we can leave that for later. But she's there. And then there's a guy.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, there's a guy who, he's wearing a Santa outfit. Well, he's wearing the Santa, like the jacket, right? And I think his name was Jerry. And then there's a cop, Sean, who is also there. And the bartender is very, she doesn't like Christmas. But, the girls are trying to.
Doesn't she have tattoos on her knuckles that say, like, fuck Christmas or something?
Yeah.
The girls are, like, all into Christmas, and she puts her hands down, and I think Anna Meeks' character is like, okay. Uh-huh. Look, it's very awkward.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, another quick point. Richard Mull is in this.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Now, for those of you that are over the age of 40, like myself, you'll remember him from...
He was in House.
He was in House, Scary Movie 2. But isn't he... wasn't he from Night Court?
I don't know.
Oh, see, that's because you're not over 40, are you? Night Court. So there was a bailiff on Night Court. Night Court was a show that came out in the early 80s. It ran for six seasons, 84 to 92.
Mm-hmm.
And no, that's more than six. I'm sorry, eight. And he played this weird bailiff that was bald. And he was a really nice guy, but he was just really strange, right? The last season of the show, there were these two old people following him around the whole time, and they were really bizarre. Mm-hmm. The last episode, they take him back home, and they beam aboard a spaceship. So that's where I know him from, was from Night Court, which the first two seasons of the show actually was considered, like, really, if for all things considered, since it was a comedy, it was considered, like, a actual somewhat solid procedural. But anyways, it was nice seeing him in this, because I haven't seen him in...
Forever. Yeah, I've seen
and
him
now in... looking at his credits, I go, huh, apparently he's been doing quite well.
Yeah, yeah.
But he plays Officer Green, but he's not in this scene, I don't believe.
No, he shows up later on.
Yeah, he shows up later on, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's a scene, the bar scene, the girls have a quick drink, they get back in their van, right, so they continue driving because they found out about Santa, they know about Santa Land, and because they want to go there and record for their channel, and
they want to do their Christmas special.
Yep. And see what they can find, you know, because they always try to bring back items or, you know, artifacts and whatnot, for lack of a better word, from their trips. And I think Alexi asked him, well, isn't this stealing? Well, and if one of them says, like, well, it's not stealing if they're dead or something like that.
Yeah, something to that effect.
So that happens, and then they do look around and record some, Santa Land. They look through, I think, pretty much all the attractions, and
yep.
There's one that's kind of a real life gingerbread house, and there are these. It's like a ride. They're like these bees, and it's one of the rides there. And you would, I guess, the idea is, I think there's a cable that they travel on top of the cars or something like that. And yeah, so stuff like that, it's.
Oh, don't forget they have that bit. They're not really fighting each other, but they're fighting each other with the giant lollipops or something.
Oh yeah. And then, you have giant candy canes.
That scene may have been went on a little long, but it was funny. You can tell they were having fun like making it,
Yeah. So, that does happen, and they end up, I think one of them,
was it a tunnel they go towards?
I believe so. Yeah. One of them here. Well,
the cop before they go there, the cop says something about bears.
Yeah. Them.
And it's like all awkwardly said, like, it's a bear. It was a bear attack.
Right. Because they hear something and they, is it, and I think Alexi says, is it a bear? Is it Al Qaeda?
Yeah. It's
Yeah.
Comedy that won't make sense now because it came out too late, but yes.
Right. Oh, well.
And I like the names of their characters. You had, what was it, Alexi, Dahlia, and Sadie.
Yeah.
And they looked badass.
Mm-hmm.
They looked cool. I mean, I liked it. Well, I mean, long story short, at this point, I mean, they basically run into Krampus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they see him.
Yeah.
Because he's,
he's kind of stalking him throughout, like.
Yeah.
Really.
And I like the fact that, like, in some things you have, like, the Krampus vision. So some of the colors are, the fact where you can tell, it's from his point of view.
Right. Yeah, which is kind
of. I like that.
Yeah, and what's neat about this is all the other Krampus films that have come out, which I have not watched all of, okay? But I've seen the commercials, and I've seen, clips of them and stuff. This, by far, is the best-looking Krampus. And it's not CGI.
Right.
All the other ones are CGI. This is a dude in a suit.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks fantastic. Which is why I said earlier that I wish this movie had come out when it was supposed to, because it would have set the bar for certain parts of other Krampus movies.
I think so too. Yeah.
Because the Krampus in this, who's played by Joel Hebner, who actually plays Officer Anderson as well. I mean, it's perfect. I mean, and the scale of it, it's huge. It's got it towers over them. I mean, granted, their average, a woman's average height is like 5'6", I want to say, 5'8".
Mm-hmm.
But this thing's got to be 8 feet tall, 9 feet tall. I mean, it looked really good, and the blood and all the like other stuff in this movie. And to be fair, all the blood and gore in this movie looks good.
Yeah, I think so
and
too.
It's all practical. And it's all done well.
Mm-hmm.
Watching this, I thought to myself, this is a quintessential what we define as B-horror movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
It's not horrible. The acting's it wavered between a little below average and average, which is fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it was practical effects, and it worked. All that looked good and worked. So yeah, they meet Krampus, and then they're running from Krampus.
Mm-hmm.
And then, lo and behold, they meet Santa Claus.
Yeah.
He's dressed like he's from a biker gang.
Yeah, I was going to say Biker Santa. Right?
Yeah,
he's
biker Santa,
the best. Yeah. And the bandana, right?
Looking quite badass for being what his age is.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's pretty badass looking.
And he tells them, he's Santa, but they don't believe him at first, right? They're kind of skeptical about it.
Which is funny because you just got chased by this creature.
Yeah.
And this is the part you're skeptical about. So you're good with this giant creature chasing you around. This dude saying he's Santa Claus. That's the line. But there's a scene with him, and they end up interviewing him, taking some selfies with him. And He tells him that's Krampus, his arch, like the devil of Christmas, I think he calls him.
Yeah, I mean, I remember Santa attacking Krampus, right? And
We forgot that they don't somehow they don't believe he's Santa, but then when he puts the suit on, they believe him.
Yeah, I did want to mention that too.
I'm like, that's that really?
Yeah, but then again, anybody could wear a Santa suit. But anyway, yeah, that's. Then they believe he's Santa. I mean, well, then again, he does have that's, I guess it's like a staff that he uses. I think maybe that helped too because of the magic. It's like
that's right. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, maybe that, even though they don't really mention it. Well, he mentions it to them, but, you know. So he has his staff, which that has come in handy later on. They interview Santa. They learned that... he started Santa Land if he wanted to bring joy to kids, you know, because of he wasn't really needed to make toys anymore, stuff like that.
Right.
Tell him that. It was like, oh, all these stores and everybody, they're just convenient. So, you know, that way I can't keep making, they don't want to make toys anymore. So I'm going to start my own business was his idea. So
my daughter believes that people buy the gifts and then send them to Santa Claus for him to deliver.
Interesting.
Yeah, so basically she last year when she was 7, I think this year she pretty much knows. But when she was 7, she had this theory and people were like, Santa doesn't exist. It's, you know, and she got pissed and she's like, he does. And she explained it and all these kids that were like, he's not real, suddenly were like, oh, that makes sense. I guess he is real. I'm like, damn, you're good. So basically Santa's just turned into like UPS.
Yeah,
you know. So he wants to still bring joy to people, and let's see. Oh, don't they call? Oh, before they meet Santa, don't they call the one girl's boyfriend for help?
Mm-hmm. And he's
and he promptly gets killed by Krampus.
That does happen later, but yeah, he's not at first. He's just kind of like, oh, I'm busy.
Yeah,
because I remember Sadie texts him. And he's like, I'm kind of busy. And then, you know, just kind of a two-word text, three-word text, whatever. And, because you do see the text on screen, which is, you know, modern film that is used often. And then he does show up later on because she does call him kind of a thing. And, that is pretty –
I think once she calls him and he shows up – it's not long before he gets brutally murdered.
Yeah. I mean, I wasn't expecting him to be ripped apart like that. You know,
no, that was pretty impressive.
Yeah.
And they get covered in blood. It was so, them getting covered in blood was so Evil Dead. It was awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
I thought once he got ran through or once he got stabbed, like once the first hit, I thought that was going to be it. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, no, there was more. And the gore was good. It was good. It wasn't overdone. They all get splattered and they're screaming and then they run off.
Yeah.
Cop shows up. The cop doesn't really do much. I will say one of the issues I had, and I have this issue with a lot of movies. If you're going to start the movie and say, and show like characters and then say 12 hours earlier,
mm-hmm.
when you have a scene that takes place in those 12 hours where you're making it seem like you're going to kill off one of the characters, you've lost the suspense of it.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
You already know they're in the beginning scene. Well, not beginning of the movie, but one of the earlier scenes. You already know right. they're there.
Right. Yeah. Like,
well, they obviously don't get killed.
I mean, because I remember he was sitting in that chair and he was tied to the chair, right?
Yeah. Well, don't forget the one girl looked like she was gonna get killed too.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But like the whole scene, I'm like, well, she's not gonna die because she was in the 12 hours later scene. Or earlier mm-hmm. scene or whatever the hell you want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but yeah, the cop too. I forgot about that he was tied up there. They did tie Krampus up and they were taking selfies and shit with him.
Yeah, with the Christmas lights. Oh, man. It's like, I would want something a bit more secure than that. Wow. If I was going to trap him, you know.
It is a Christmas horror movie.
True, yeah.
Maybe he thought that the lights were like kryptonite to him.
I could see that, yeah.
But now it's not far after this that we start finding out, and this is one of the things I don't think any other movie's done that's a Krampus movie or a Santa movie or whatever, because there's not a lot of, I mean, okay, there are a lot of them that are horror movies, but you don't really, they don't hit the big timer. They don't go to the movie theaters, a lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
Him and Krampus and Santa are linked.
Yeah.
So I remember that. If Krampus gets hurt, Santa gets hurt also.
Yeah.
Which
true.
I thought was extremely interesting. Like it's like they're like you, the yin and yang, and the like, you know, what one feels, the other feels. I thought that mm-hmm. was really interesting. And I thought this movie had a few things peppered in it that I'm like, man, a little longer, a little more character development, because I liked the characters, but I didn't think they were developed well enough.
I mean, I know the 911 operator lady, I know she was a side character, but I do feel like the joke of her being incompetent, I guess, yeah, I would call her that, was kind of overused.
Well, the whole police department was like that, though. Like, the guy's like, I don't know how to answer the phone.
Yeah.
Like, that whole, all those scenes that they showed the 911 people was kind of like, eh. Like, I get what you're going for, but, yeah. But you can't cut the scene out because the movie's only an hour and 17 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But if this movie had a runtime of about an hour and a half, like, if you filmed an hour and 45, like, if you had more development of the girls themselves,
yeah,
a little more character development here and there, you wouldn't need that scene in there. You'd still be right. About an hour and a half.
Right, you know, right.
I mean, I get why it was put there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I agree with you. I thought it was kind of like, it was a very old school attempt at humor, and it just fell flat.
Mm-hmm.
There were a couple moments with the girls that were kind of like that too, but it wasn't too bad.
Yeah, yeah.
But
and even I was gonna say the tribble like creatures in the house.
Oh, I forgot about those.
And they're attacked. That was cool too. I like that too. He's like, oh,
about that, yeah. So, at this point, I think we find out about the bartender. So, would you like to inform us?
Yes, we do find out that she, I guess what she was married to Santa before, right? And like. She feels that his business failed and that she was basically being dragged down with him.
Yeah, and that was why Mrs. Claus.
Yeah, yeah. And then she ends up, you know, she ended up, you know, getting in a relationship with Krampus, which, you know, it was kind of weird, but hey.
Didn't see that coming either.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I actually, in retrospect, thinking of it, the hatred for Christmas and the fuck Christmas on her knuckles.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I should have seen that coming.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not the Krampus part, but the Santa part.
Santa, well, Mrs. Claus and Krampus take off in this sleigh because basically the idea is that Krampus will kill children and I think even their parents. Because I know there's a mother that gets killed by Krampus, one of the scenes. But yeah, basically to cause, you know, Mary Mayhem is why they take the sleigh. They're not there to deliver toys. They're not there to deliver toys. But,
no, it's basically natural born killers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So that happens, and I think doesn't Santa get shot in the head, and then they decapitate him. Seems about right.
Doesn't he shoot himself in the head to stop it?
Yeah, and that doesn't quite work.
And then they decapitate him.
Yeah, and then the sleigh explodes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What it did? I mean, it was a very, like, there was no showdown. Like, it was a very interesting ending.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought so too.
And I actually thought it was actually a good ending because one feels whatever one feels, the other feels, right? So, mm-hmm. Yeah, that's basically the end. And then they ride off into the sunset. In their van.
Pretty much.
Covered in blood. Cop goes with him, though, doesn't he?
I think so, yeah.
I believe. But that's pretty much it. That's pretty much Sleigh Bells. And honestly, I mean, the movie is directed by a guy named Spooky Dan, presented by Epic Pictures, I think it was.
Yeah, I've seen a few of their movies. They're either hit or miss. But
yeah, I guess Spooky Dan's directed a lot of stuff. I don't know offhand what. I can click a link and find out. I will say, acting-wise, I think the acting was I guess the guy's name is Dan Walker, but it was written by Jessica Lurison and Dan Walker. The acting I thought was solid enough for the kind of movie it is and for the budget it had, which I'm sure wasn't much. It doesn't say anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure they did fine, you know.
Yeah.
And one of the only things I didn't like was I wish the girls had done more ass kicking, and they really didn't. This was actually filmed in your neck of the woods, because you're in California, right?
I don't know if I've been to where it's been where it was filmed. Yeah,
Santa's Village, Sky Forest, Lake Arrowhead. It was filmed at Santa's Village. Oh, is that one?
San Bernardino. What looks
San Bernardino National Forest.
Yeah, I don't think I've
Lake Arrowhead, Sky Forest.
I haven't been there, but yeah.
One of my few gripes is that the girls themselves didn't get to do enough ass kicking.
Yeah, I mean,
as badass as they looked and everything, I was hoping there would be a little bit more of, because it's called Sleigh Bells.
Mm-hmm.
And it's spelled Bellees. And yes. Slay is Slay. So you assume they would be doing more ass kicking.
Mm-hmm.
And sadly they didn't. But it still was a solid movie.
Yeah.
It was enjoyable. And it was just stupid fun. Like, that's not the best way to describe it, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
This Dan Walker guy, he does a lot of visual effects.
Yeah.
I mean,
that may have Star Trek Beyond so caused a delay of the movie as well if he's working on their stuff, but
I don't know, but he's done a lot. He does a lot of visual effects.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he hasn't done much. He didn't do much of it from 2010 on, though. I think he's tried moving more into directing, and
yeah.
But he's directed Midnight Ride, which was a short, Spook Show, which was direct to video. Those were all in the early 2000s. Then Sleigh Bells. I don't know really where this guy has gone, because
mm-hmm.
I think he did an all right job, you know?
Yeah, I mean, he...
I would love to see a follow-up movie of these three girls.
Yeah, I think
so. And there was talk about it. Actually, you've watched the behind-the-scenes stuff or whatever, right?
Yeah, so it's basically 45 minutes long. Did they interview...
So I read an interview with one or two of the actresses from it more recently, since Hannah disappeared, and they mm-hmm. said, well, you know, we liked her. We thought we were all friends. We just want to know she's okay. You know, that was their thing. They're like,
okay.
We talked about making a sequel.
Mm-hmm.
The two of them have to look for the third one.
Yeah, that's true.
And I guess they thought about making a sequel before, and then she disappeared. So it was like, well, shit.
Mm-hmm.
Because I would not mind a series of movies with the Adventure Girls.
Yeah, that'd be fun. I mean, because I mean, I would like to have, you know, the same crew. I mean, because I speaking of the behind the scenes, they had, you know, they showed some of the guys working on the Krampus sculpt, like the head and hands and all that stuff. And you know, they're a talented bunch of people. So you know, if you could have them, if they were to maybe work on another creature, that'd be cool.
You know. And it reminded me. I will say the other thing that kind of irritated me was the pounding dubstep soundtrack that played the entire movie.
Yeah, I wasn't a fan of that.
Not a fan. I could have done better audio than that.
Yeah,
that was a little annoying. And then the cinematography was cool and annoying at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And it was cool because they would periodically switch to the view from her handheld, from mm-hmm. I think Sadie's handheld camcorder. But, mm-hmm. and she must have been legitimately filming it while they were running around. The problem was that there was literally no stabilization or nothing. So it was extremely shaky. And there were also a lot of weird cut scenes where stuff was like quick cuts of stuff where stuff was real blurry and stuff. That was a little bizarre.
Right. I see what you're saying. Yeah. Yeah.
But overall, I enjoyed it. But yeah, what I liked about it, the look and feel of it reminds me of like the video game Lollipop Chainsaw or something.
Mm-hmm.
Like it was like watching a video game with these three
characters. Oh yeah,
you know,
yeah,
like,
yeah,
colored outfits and stuff, and you know. Mm-hmm. So I think it would have been cool to have seen more of them. And
a few minutes. No,
but I will say. So I did do some research on Hannah Minx,
mm-hmm.
and there's theories that she was kidnapped, she was murdered, she was this, she was that, she did all these theories.
Mm-hmm.
Prior to her becoming super popular on Facebook, she actually legitimately would friend people. And some of the ones that were there in the original at the beginning have said she left social media for multiple reasons. One was she had an issue with her agent, and she lost the rights to the Hannah Minks moniker. And instead of battling and fighting to get it back, she decided that, I think she had just gotten married too or something. So she decided, right, I'm going to just get married. I'm going to stop doing it and have a family. Because I think right now she'd be like 32. She's not old. Mm-hmm. And I think she just, it sounds like she just walked away from it. And she was like, I'm done. And, you know, honestly, who could blame her, right? I mean, maybe she'll come back one day. But I think that's probably legitimately what happened, you know?
Yeah, I think there's a feature that, one of the features they talk about, and I haven't watched the other ones yet. But, you know, I'm interested in their take on it, too, what the, you know, cast and crew have to say about it. But, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's probably the most likely. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm a conspiracy kind of guy, but if she was kidnapped and murdered or something, I mean, it would be somewhere on the internet. There would have been something about it.
Yeah.
And like,
yeah,
what would have been the reason for that happening to her? You know, it doesn't make any sense.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully one day I think there was like a message that came out that was supposedly by her, but no one knows for sure if it was her. And it's like, you know, maybe it was, I mean, who knows? But I, you know, hopefully she's good.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, this one, this is probably, I can't say it's the best Christmas horror movie ever, but it's definitely one of the most fun.
And, you know, I usually watch a few Christmas horror movies around this time of year.
Like Gremlins is a Christmas horror movie.
Yeah. And you know, usually I watch a few, and I'd known about this one for a little while. I figured we should probably talk about it because I've been wanting to see it, you know, and I got the movie during there was an Epic Pictures sale last month. So I figured, why not, you know?
Yeah, and it's fun. It's fun. It's,
yeah.
Where was the sale at, on their website?
Yeah, Epic Pictures.
Why don't you ever tell me these things when they're happening?
I will next time.
you know, since we review the same movies and all.
Right, right.
It'd be nice to do it, you know, where it's not shady.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, they do have a sale off, and I believe Dread Center, which is a sister company, does as well.
That's who actually did the movie.
Yeah.
That's who it was released by or whatever.
And, you know, I think Dread Center was pretty cool. I mean, I've gotten a box of Dread. I ordered from them. I typically don't do more mystery boxes.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I ordered one because they had some extra items in stock. And for the most part, I was happy with what I got. So.
What are they called? Dread Central? No.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dread Central, right. Yeah, you know, to me, the horror movies we review generally are like, I almost want to say niche horror movies. Like, to me, this is what they should be, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like the mainstream ones, you know, it's the same old, same old. I mean, a lot of them started off as, you know, mainstream, or a lot of them started off this way and became mainstream.
Mm-hmm.
But it's nice to see companies still making stuff this way. But yeah, I guess for me, I enjoyed it. Check it out. It was fun. Yeah. It's just fun.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just, especially if you're looking for some Christmas movies to watch. I mean, yeah.
And I guess that's it. So Merry Christmas. For everybody.
Merry Christmas.
And, happy Hanukkah. Happy whatever you celebrate.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? And we will see you, or you'll hear us again in the new year.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
It should be.
You've been listening to a Squabble Box podcast.